episode 649, Stay Hungry.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
It's a beautiful
radio.
Day in the neighborhood. Come on in, ladies. I am so excited that you're here. I hope you brought a happy appetite. It's time for you to stay hungry. And that is what we're talking about today and chatting about in our coffee chat. You know, we got to get comfortable. We've got to really just forget what all is going on. I know for me, there is a lot going on. And if I had a couple hours to sit down with you and to lay out all my details, I would love to do that. But that's not what we're here today. So I want you to put that in a bag right now. And I want you to leave it at the door. Now, if you're out running, put it by a tree. And when we're done, you can go back and pick it up and you can start from there. But right now, I want you to have a clean slate. I want your mind to be free to flow and think. Because I don't want anything stopping you from being you. You matter, and it's time that you stay hungry. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. We are so delighted that you're here. Come on in. You can join us in our private Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. We'd love to see you there. Just request to join and I will approve your membership. And if you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution just for you to keep your life simpler. Because we really lead a crazy life. I mean, come on, seriously, think about it. We sometimes even cause that craziness, that busyness. And some of it, you got to admit, is awesome. It is fun. We thrive off of it. It keeps our heart pounding. And we look forward to sometimes those crazy, awesome days. But then there are those times where it just wears down on you. And you're just like, oh my gosh. So we already made a pact, didn't we, at the beginning? You've put everything that's kind of crazy right now for today into a sack. You've turned off the distractions, except me, because I'm going to be your distraction. Because I want you to stay hungry. When life begins to come at you from all angles, you gotta stay hungry. You gotta stay hungry for you. Because if you don't stay hungry for you, is anybody else going to? Not even your spouse. I know that sounds crazy. But if you don't think that you're awesome, and I mean, you know, a sincere awesome, not just like an ego awesome, there's a difference. It's a sincere awesome where you're like, I do know what I'm doing. A little pat on your back once in a while. You've got to stay hungry for you. You got to stay hungry for your dream. That dream just didn't happen overnight. That dream is something special. I say all the time that there's a lot in the genes. Well, who made the genes? And I'm not talking about the denim that you pull on to get dressed into to go out and have a fun time on a Friday night. I'm talking about the genes that make up who you are. God did. He placed those dreams within you, those seeds, and it is wrapped up in your genes. So why not honor them? Stay hungry for your dream. Stay hungry for the passion bubbling inside you. Only you can create that. Only you can make it happen. Only you can see it through. Only you have that perfect touch. Or for us here on earth, it's the imperfect perfect touch. But you got to stay hungry for that passion. Or what happens? It goes away. It fizzles out. There's no more spark left. Or we put it on the back burner and we make excuses why we can't honor it. Stay hungry for what God has blessed you with. Your family, your talents, your gifts. Stay hungry for your blessings. You need to create an appetite for aspiration. And you're like, whoa, what is that? I know, I'm talking food here. I've got cheesecake pumpkin pie. You want to stick around for some? Yeah, with some wonderful hot cider. And then on top of that, we've got some fresh snickerdoodle cookies. Okay, I'm not eating any of it, but I'm giving it out to everybody else. So stick with me because you know what? I know in these podcast episodes, eventually we will have smell a listen or something like that. Instead of smell a vision, we'll have smell a listen. So, you know, why not? So think about that. The pumpkin cheesecake, yummy, yummy. I'm hungry already for it. But you have to create an appetite for aspiration. Your aspiration is going to keep that hope within you beating. You got to have a hope beat. Do you have a hope beat? And we're not talking about that heartbeat, because a heartbeat, yeah, if you got, you got to take care of your body. And we pray that God's taking care of you on that. Because we don't have to think about our heart, right? We went over on that episode. We don't have to sit there and tell our heart, you got to beat now. Okay, beat again. Oh, wait, beat again. Make sure the blood's all running through the body like it's supposed to, going through all the muscles, feeding all the veins, and we're getting it all going. We don't need to worry about that, praise the Lord. It's done for us. But you must keep that hope beat alive, beating strongly. And only you have that power. The hope beat is what will keep you striving and reaching when the times get tough. It's your life's blood. That hope beat. Where's yours today? Have you put that even on the back burner? You're just too tired. You don't have the drive anymore. You're flustered. I get it. I have those days. I don't want to get out of bed. I get out of bed because I have to get out of bed. Someone's got to feed those children. Someone's got to take him to school. Someone's got to make sure that hubby gets off to work so he can continue to provide for the family, which he does amazingly well with. So yeah, sometimes I do things because I have to do things. But do I always want to do them? Quite honestly, no, I don't. It's okay that we have those moments, but it's when we get stuck in them for days upon months, and we begin to fizzle out on who we are. You gotta stay hungry. Don't let disappointment come into your life and rob you of who you are, who you were created to be. Remember this? You were created on purpose for a purpose. So why are you shutting down now? Why are you closing that door? Is it time? Now, yes, there may be a time and place that you need to close that door. And that will be revealed to you. And you need to be watchful and observant and be aware of what's going on in your life to know whether or not God may be telling you that that door needs to be closed. This opportunity is no more. But when you shut down because you just don't like how things turned out, or someone said no to you on your new business adventure, and you're like, well, gosh, I don't know what to do now. I mean, they said no. I think back on how many no's I've had in my life. And I can tell you this, I've had more no's than I've had yeses. You got to stay hungry. Where's that hope beat within you? You see, it's the trickles of loneliness, the trickles of self-doubt, the trickles of fear that becomes the flood that washes away our hope beats. Your hope beats are for you alone. Meaning only you can have them. I can't carry them for you. I can carry your belief torch. Oh, yes, I can. And I can pass that on to you. But the hope, that's on you. You got to stay hungry. Because when you stay hungry, what? You got to stay motivated when you're hungry. You got to remember and continually wanting to be teachable. You got to be willing to learn. You got to be flexible. You got to fuel that mind and body of yours. You got to hang out with like-minded individuals. You got to stay hungry, even for that pumpkin cheesecake pie. It sounds so good right now. Stay hungry. Because you see, once when you go down the road and you take all these different turns and detours by choice and you become unteachable, you become fat, and lazy, and no, it doesn't come from the pumpkin cheesecake. That's a fat-free thing, right? Isn't it? I mean, I could eat a whole thing. It's not going to add anything to my middle section. Oh, no, it's not. Wink, wink. But when you take these detours in life, you become unteachable. You become fat, like your ego gets big. You think that you know it all. I got this. Then you become lazy. You don't want to do the work because, well, somebody else should already be doing it. You could be doing this right now in your business. You could be doing it right now with your family and your relationships. You could be doing it in your church. You could be doing it with yourself and your personal development. These detours that you take are going to leave you tired. You're going to become worn down. Where do you think your hope beat is now? Do you think it'll survive? Or do you think it'll thrive? Because you want your hope beat to thrive. You don't want it just to survive. We don't want this hope beat like, I can do it. And it stalls out. It's, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. It keeps going and it gets stronger. And the closer you get to what you want, it's like you can't stop. It's this magnetism that draws you in and fills you up from not the outside in, but the inside out. You are filled with authentic joy and peace all at the same time. You don't know whether to jump up and down and scream and shout or whether or not to sit down and sob like a little baby. That's hope beat. That's what you want to feel. Stay hungry. Don't let other people rob you of what you've been given. This is your hope beat. It's your life's blood. It's time that you stay hungry. Resurrect your hope beat. Pull it off of the back burner. And if you stuck it in that bag so you could think about what I was going to say today, guess what? That should be the first thing you take out. Get that hope beat going again. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. You can do this. Stay hungry. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.